In the sixth paragraph of page 100 in the book Hasarafa, which Moshe Appel's biography, now we're going to see about his marriage. Ooh, you're going to hear about the shidduch, he'll be shocked. Okay, after Shmuel got close, oh, here we are. The chasam, which already changed into the chasam. Remember that Shmuel was offered to his wife 2 years before he became breslev, when he was 18, and she said, "Is he a chassid?" They told her, "No." She said, "So no, I want only to marry a chassid." So now he became breslev. In the heart of the tzaddikis, she was a shatchani, the matchmaker. Her name was Maraz Gittel Bat Machel. Ala Rayon, she had an idea. Why shouldn't she try to make a shidduch, to make a match between the two menudim, two people which are menudeh? Those which are out of the, like nidui, what is it, nidui? Nidui, how do you say nidui?
Cherem.
Cherem, I'll try to make between the two cherem people. Shmuel Shapira, which became like a part of Breslev, and this girl, Frida Krishevsky, which was also became Hasidish, you know, different than everyone else. Okay, from thought to action, 2 years after Shmuel got close to Breslev, he was already 22 years old.
So it's 4 years after?
4 years after the first offer of the Shidduch. There was a knock on the door of Mishpachat Krishevsky, the Kalazin, and offering again. When Rabbi Yosef heard who's talking about Shmuel Shapira, he said, I wish. I offered it to my daughter, but she said, no, only a chassid. So the matchmaker said, don't worry. 2 years ago already, he became a chassid, a real chassid. A real chassid? Real chassid, 100%. You sure? Yes. Okay. When Frida heard this, Shmuel became a chassid. Light came to her eyes. Oh! Chassid! A Breslover, Eved Hashem, the best in Breslov, the best in Eitz Chaim.
Couldn't be better.
Could be better. She immediately agreed to marry him. But make a meeting. That night there was a meeting between. Yeah. It was in the house of David Shechtel, the father of Rabbi Shechtel in the old city. Who came? The mother of the Kala, and the Kala came. And Shmuel also came from his house. From his mother's house. And in those times, let's see how did it work. If they agree, they right away make a vort. Yeah? If they agree, they meet for a few minutes, and right away they make a vort. If they agree, they make a vort.
Same night.
That night. So on the way of David Shechter, he knew it was going to work out well. I think it was of David Shechter. Yeah, so he bought a package of biscuits and a bottle of arak to make a l'chaim. Yeah, and let's see, this is the story. Oh, now let's see the meeting. This is how holy of Shmuel. Rabbi Sin Rachel Anshin, the daughter of David, she was there at the meeting. She wanted to see what's going on. She says, before we entered the house, so my father, David Shechtel, told me, this daughter of David Shechtel talking, he told me, listen, I know Shmuel is a real little tzaddik. He won't look at the kala, but there's a halacha that he has to see the kala before he decides if he wants to marry her or not. Right? So I want you to hide behind a curtain. He told his daughter, and see that he saw her. Okay? Okay. So she hid behind the curtain. Okay?
No,
daughter of David Shechta.
Ah, yeah.
And okay,
you don't get the story.
Why she's hiding?
Because they wanted to see, he had to see that Shmuel looks at the kala at least once. Because he's not supposed to marry a woman without seeing her.
Yeah.
So the daughter is of?
Of David Shechtel, the guy who was hosting the shidduch.
Okay.
She was hiding behind the curtain. Years later, she sees what happened. And listen, that was the shidduch of Shmuel Shechtel. Yeah. So everyone left. They came. Everyone came. They left the room. The mother and everyone left the room. So they're sitting in the living room. And Shmuel opened his eyes for a blink and closed it immediately. Like this. Okay. Yes. And what does he say? When we get married, you're shaving your head, right? He said, of course. He smiled. He asked two more questions. He said, okay, I agree.
said she agrees?
She agrees to shave her head. The Minhag Yerushalayim was still many of the Yerushalmim. They shave their head.
Man, what was the Maaseh? Just all of a sudden she was.
He told her, if we get married, you agree to shave your head? She said, yes, of course. He asked her two more questions.
Did you say what the other two questions were?
No.
Yeah, that's my question.
So we smile. She smiled, she said, of course. And the Shmuel asked two more questions, that's all. Immediately, the David came in, and the mother, and everything, and the L'chaim, and the Shtat Naim. So, that was the Shidduch.
So simple.
So simple. Why today is it so complicated, Emmanuel?
Well, because when you go on a date, you ask the girl if she's going to shave her head.
She says no, so you
get
money.
You'll make a L'chaim, you make a little
an appeasing party.
What?
Stop.
Did you read this to Yosef?
Yes.
Or your sister?
My sister was willing to get engaged the first night. Thank you.
So it's one shidduch date and that's it?
It's not even a date. It's a 2-minute date. Well, I told you about, what's his name? Shmuel's daughter, Rebbetzin Frank, and her husband, Zichron HaVacha, he told me about the shidduch also. His shidduch also. This is 60 years ago, less. No, what did it? 50 years ago. 50 years ago, about. Yeah? 51 years ago? He told me about his shidduch as well. He said, Shmuel came to my father and said, I want to make a shidduch. So my father agreed. So Shmuel said, okay, fine, so let's make the birth. So my father said, no, it must meet. So Shmuel said, no, okay, fine, he agreed at one meeting. He said, I was 16, my wife was 16, he said. So he told me. And we were meeting by someone, comes out. I sat at one edge of the table looking that side. She sat at one side, looking at the other side. So we're embarrassed. We never looked at men or men or women. Men never looked at women, wouldn't they?
Who said she talking
about? A Frank, the Moel. You know him?
Yeah, the one who passed away.
Yeah, yesterday. Less than a year ago, right? Less than a year ago? No, a year and 2 months ago. Two days after Rosh Hashanah. And anyways, I was young, 69 years old. My heart. Anyways, he said, we sat there, and then I told her, you know, I have no idea. Whatever my father says, I agree. And she said, yeah, me too. But whatever my father said. She said, so why do we meet? And that was the shit. So today people say, I can't trust my parents for this. Yeah, today the kids are holier a lot of times than the parents. It's a different generation.
How do we daven for? How do I daven for my daughters so that they'll find
Are you a donkey or a human? You're a donkey or a human?
A human.
So open your mouth. What's the big deal? Haketem shenelam, the scar, or not the scar, what's it called when someone has a birthmark? Birthmark that disappeared. There was people from Shmuel's family that tried to push him away from the shidduch with Keshevsky. Why? Because the Kala had a big birthmark on her face. Shmuel said, I don't know, I don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me. Right? The day after they closed the shidduch, listen to the story, the birthmark disappeared. True story. Birthmark, you could have asked until 5 years ago. It was right around her, still alive. Years later, Rebbetzin Berland, Shlita, Talita, she said that it was a big thing. Everyone knew that Rav Shmuel was Rav Shmuel. Everyone in Yerushalayim was talking about it. Everyone knew she had a birthmark and disappeared. All the girl, women in Yerushalayim. Yeah, and like that, it's such a simple, such natural, so normal. Not like today. Ay, Shemachim, what goes on in our lives today? That's how we lived for 76 years. No excitement, no extra excitement, no extra talkings, nothing. Yalla. From that day on, the life of the Rebbetzin Leida, the wife of Rav Shmuel, was kodesh, was dedicated completely for the avodah of her husband Rav Shmuel. She, erased herself completely, all of her, whatever she wanted, she erased everything, all of her knowledge, all of her opinions, everything.
No ego.
No, not everything, just what does my husband need? That's why you became so great. You had a wife standing behind you. Only one sorrow the Rebbetzin had on her heart until the last day. Maybe she wasn't good enough to help him push him forward. I'm sure she was okay. Listen to this crazy story now. You won't believe it. I read this, I'm amazed. Friday night, the first Friday night after they did the shidduch, there was a rumor to the father of the Kala, right, that the family of the Chassan, they don't have the minhag to shave the head. And he was afraid that his daughter-in-law also will go after that minhag. He wants will go after that minhag. He wants his daughter to go after the minhag of his family to shave the heads. So he thought, I'll go right after davening, I'll go where he davenes, the Chassan, and I'll talk to him, and talk to his wife, and they'll shave the head and everything. So fine, he went to the shul of Shmuel Davin, the father-in-law. Went to the shul of Shmuel was davening. And he reached there right immediately when they finished davening. Right after they finished davening, and he sees machazim altit, trembling sight. Altit, yeah, that's the word. No, not for frightened.
Surprising.
Tell you in a moment. Artit. If you look in the past. A thrilling.
Really?
A thrilling, something amazing. An amazing sight. Yeah. What did he see? Everyone already left the shul. There was only one person standing in the corner. He's all in Dvekus Hashem. It was his new son-in-law. He was standing in a corner where no one could see at the end of the shul. And for a long time, he's still up to Ve'avas Chatasim Imenu. Your love, don't remove him from us. Over and over. Ve'avas Chatasim. Your love, don't remove from us. Over and over, for an hour, over and over. Your love, don't. Imagine what type of meditation that needs. Concentration. I could try to have 10 minutes concentration to say it 100 times, 200 times, thousands of times, over and over. Don't remove from us. Don't remove from us your love. His face was changing colors, red, white, blue, yellow, all the colors. She was like, it sounded like begging Hashem, if you remove your love from me for a moment, I'll drop dead at the moment, at the spot. That's how it sounded like. Tefillah took a long time, but his son-in-law, his father, the father-in-law, say he couldn't move from there. He's staring at that, and he's thanking Hashem that what a chassan I married to have, right? I'm sure I finished. He talked to him. He said, "Don't worry, I spoke to her already." Yeah, and he told the whole family about the story. Okay. The time of the Kufat Erusin, the period of time of the engagement, he served Hashem even harder, stronger and stronger. But not even one moment of Hesed Chadas, complete cleaving to Hashem Baruch Hu in the way of Rabbeinu. Right? And as the day of his wedding got closer, it became holier and holier. Because after the wedding, you have a lot more things to deal with. Right? Yeah, and here's one expression of Shmuel Shapira at the end of his life about how he was then, at the time of engagement. At the end of his life, when he was ill, he had Parkinson, it was a dangerous situation. One of his grandchildren asked him, "Why don't we find a lot of oydim? We don't find a lot of oydim after the wedding, they also stay oydim. We see a lot of bachurim, they're very fire when they're bachurim. They get married, they cool off. Why is this?" So he said, Shmuel said like this. an avreich that after the marriage he's still shuckling and davening. So fine, no, he's almost dead, but he's still working to stay alive. But if after avreich he doesn't even shuckle, it's a phrase really what he's saying here. He's dead already. He's after slaughter. Meaning, a person has to prepare himself, Emmanuel, to the marriage. It's a life, besides the fact that a person can fall into the whole problems of dusha, that he doesn't become, he's not so holy, he's not so this, and he falls in those places. Even if not halachically, but spiritually, he falls in dusha, especially in what goes on in one's head. So, it's hard to get up afterwards. That's why when someone's still not married, could work a lot harder to be kadosh, not to see anything, just to want Hashem. And then after the wedding, also be. So, right before the wedding, Yud Beis Tishrei, which is my birthday. I can't remember my birthday, which one. Right? The wedding will be in Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah, at the end of Mea Shearim, a few people, maybe 10, 15 people, and a chuppah, and that's all. Okay, everyone's there besides the chassan. Where's the chassan? It was up to be Pesach Frank, because your side was 3 days ago. And Bar Levine. No one knows. People went to look for him around. Maybe, who knows where he is? So, after they looked all over the place, where did they find him? Shimon HaTzadik. Where else will he be right before his wedding? Right? He's there and on the tzion crying and davening. He doesn't know what's up with him, right? When they awoken him, Shmuel, no, your chassan, come. So okay, fine. He took off his coat, put on the kittel, and went to the wedding. Now I'll have showers. No, that they didn't even have showers then. That's how he prepared for his wedding.
That's
what Yosef told me he's doing. If he doesn't shower, I'm not going to marry my sister. I should tell him that he has to shower. Fine, no problem.